Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, first of all, what did you think of the atmosphere out there today?
Great. Unbelievable. That's what it should look, it should feel like, especially when we're playing meaningful games in September, late in the season, fighting for a playoff spot. That's what you signed up for, you know, just what you dream, you prepare for. But again, we need to continue. One more here for the regular season and expecting a big crowd tomorrow again.
What is the difference in the at-bats that you're seeing from Francisco Alvarez as of late?
He's locked in right now. I think the move he's making, the gather with his load. On time, there's rhythm, there's conviction, and he's not missing much.
Anthony?
Just to follow up on Alvarez, it seems like he flipped the switch, like it happened overnight. What in his ability allowed him to make that adjustment you just talked about so quickly?
A hard-working kid. I don't think he happened. It looks like he happened like that, but he's been working really hard behind the scenes for months. And finally, he's paying off. You know, this is a guy that when it was really hard for him, he was the first guy on the field, whether it was at home, on road trips, hitting on the field, hitting in the cages, watching film, talking to coaches. I don't think this is an overnight thing, but it's fun. And, you know, it's special. It's gratifying the fact that we're seeing results now in a big way and in a huge moment for us.
Will?
You've used that word rhythm about Alvarez before recently. What do you kind of mean by that? Do you mind just explaining that a little bit?
Yeah, it's just the movement on the hands, you know. He sets up and then when he's loading, that gather there is got rhythm to it, and then he's on time, and it seems like everything, the approach and his mechanics are in sync, lower half, upper half, the upper body, and he's on time. And when good hitters are doing that, you see that.
Peter?
With Nimmo's hit, it took him down to one knee. Just what was kind of your reaction on that swing and on that moment for him?
Yeah, unbelievable at bat, you know. The situation, tie game, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, I don't even remember. But laying the game against one of the high leverage guys, you know. But I think, yeah, Nimmo comes through, but you got to go back to that Marte at bat, you know. P gets hit, and then, you know, Nimmo. So, yeah, and then Alvi obviously breaking it open, but really good at bat. And I thought the at bats against Suarez from Nimmo, you know, I think he had like a 10, 11 pitch at bat. He ended up grounding out, but that's a good sign because Suarez was tough on, you know, especially the only lefty that we had today in the lineup, and he battled there.
Tim Healy? One sec.
On Alvarez's double, he went and got a pitch that was maybe on the corner, maybe off the plate. Is him getting that pitch and sending it there significant at all?
Yeah, I mean, two outs, putting the ball in play with runners in scoring position. I think every time you put the ball in play with runners in scoring position, you got a good chance. And we've been doing that. You have to find a way to get it done. And, again, I think tough right on right, the sweeper, and he found a way to put the ball in play, and he found grass. Not an easy at bat, but I got to give him credit.
And what did Lindor end up doing today?
Yeah, he went out there, played catch, ran. I think he filled some ground balls and took BP from both sides, left and right. Came back inside and hit a little bit more from both sides. So, yeah.
Ron?
Given already how loud the crowd was today, do you expect for Pete tomorrow, just knowing it could be his last home game before free agency, a pretty emotional, raucous fan base?
It's not going to be his last game here. You know, we're planning on playing more games here this year. So,
but just the fan reaction.
No, I mean, I hope they give a standing ovation to every player. You know, like they're going to feed off that. But we're not ready to call it. You know, I'm telling you, like we expect to be back here this year and play more games here.
Manny,
just Luisana Lacuna keeps coming up big, making big defensive plays and also big, you know, big hits. Are you surprised by what you're seeing from him?
I'm excited. This is a kid that we know that there's a lot of talent there. But, first pitch breaking ball against Suarez, when never faced him before, and he takes him deep. And then the one thing that really impressed me today was that play in the ninth inning with Turner leading off. Ball took a funny hop. And as an infielder, you're probably going to stop your feet and kind of – he just kept on going backhanded with ease, worked through the baseball, and made that play look really easy. And we were in the dugout coaching. It's like, it shouldn't be that easy. You know, that's – you know, Lindor makes that play easy. But Acuña, you know, yeah, we know their style in there. But that was pretty impressive with a plus-plus runner. That's incredible.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.